Okay, guys, let's really make this one count.
One, two, three.
Hello!
Good evening and welcome. It's time for us to have a lovely time. We timed the time it took to get the venue. It took less time than we thought it might do. Mark thought it would take an hour or two. Will thought twice that, but it only took 2 seconds. Because we're in Mark's house. It's the Porn Section Podcast. 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 Hello.
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 And we will never change that theme tune.
I agree.
Yes, bonjour. Guten Tag and good day to all the Earth's nations from us, the Earth's Horn Section. I'm just a happy man called Alex Horn. Hi, everyone. And if you want to know more about me, spend some time with me. Get to know me. I'm okay but shallow, and with me are five other okay but shallow men. I'm going to say your names, and I want you to start playing immediately and brilliantly. We're going to see if you've got the musical chops. Why not all play in F sharp? So, immediate brilliance. Ready when I say your names. Immediate, ready? Ben Reynolds, Mark Brown, Will Collier, Joe Auckland. And here we go, I've been practicing this. Eric Sherman! Woo! Stop! Stop. Yeah, they've got the musical chops. Okay, well, there are the band, and I've written a short script for you to read out now to set the scene of the podcast for the listeners. So I'm going to hand out the scripts. You're not allowed to look at them before you read them.
Oh, like normal acting.
Mm-hmm. So here is the Horn Section play. Turn over your scripts, and off you go. Ben, you start.
Hey, Will. Great playing there in that intro.
What do you mean? You wouldn't know. You just hit your dumb instrument. I have to tweak mine with one hand and hold bits down with the other. It's really, really hard. Shut up.
You guys need to let it go. This beef isn't helping anyone, but I find it really funny how you two are arguing all the time.
Yes, I suppose it is funny. We should stop arguing all the time,
it's
Will.
It's really hard.
Shouting, Will.
It's really hard. While one hand is twanging the wires, the
Shouting,
other hand
Will.
Has to push them close to the wooden or plastic bit or whatever. It's bloody difficult. And the noises change when you move your hand up and down the wooden or plastic
Shouting
bit or whatever.
Will.
It's impossible. I hate it.
Does anyone have any food or a cake or some lager?
My uncle in Norwich does. He's got a pantry.
No, I meant, does anyone here have any food or a cake or some lager? And you knew that, Edge.
That's not my name.
This is wonderful. Well,
it's all right, everyone. I've realised that if I just say bomb, 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 it's exactly the same noise as what the instrument is meant to make anyway. So I'm just going to do that from now on.
Super.
Cool.
Ed.
Newcastle.
Bomb, bomb, bomb.
Well done, everyone. Well done. Well done.
Chugsy chimed in, didn't he? The podcast dog. Had a line.
Good work, Chugsy.
Not a bad start to the podcast there. I know what I'll be voting for in the best acting by musicians in a podcast Oscars category. That bit. So here we all are. This is the Horn Section podcast, supported by you guys on Patreon. Do go there to have a look at how you can help us. Patreon.com. Look us up. There are several benefits to helping us. Or buy our albums on Bandcamp.com. Why not? They're nice. Stop it. It's not just five great actors and one fabulous writer. We've got our very own one-person special guest audience, and that person is Nish Kumar!
Nish today. Our podcast guest is Nish today. Yes, Nish's our podcast guest today. Oh, we believe in Nish today.
Yeah? It's a pun on yesterday.
I understood it and enjoyed it.
Nish today. Has anyone else done that for you?
No, actually, you know what? Genuinely, no one has.
Has anyone done this?
Nish!
No, but I'm absolutely delighted that you have done that.
I thought you might be.
I love Prince and no one has ever done that, and I've always secretly hoped that somebody would do it.
He'll do it whenever you point to him.
Nish.
This feels like something that I'm going to abuse.
Welcome to the podcast, Nish.
Thanks very much for having me.
Do you like
Lovely
music?
To see you all. I love music.
Why?
Just, you know, great vibes. It creates a great vibe in my brain.
Does it?
Yeah, when I listen to it.
What sort of music do you like listening to?
I love Prince. That's a great start. Mm-hmm. I love Bob Dylan.
Yes.
I like sort of rap music as well. I like some jazz.
Yeah, you've got 16 more.
I've got 16.
Do your top 20 music.
But top 20 music would have to be jazz, rap,
rock,
loud, quiet.
Yeah.
Middle volume.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I... Oh, God, look, they're actually... They're building it as we go.
Well, we're enjoying your knowledge.
Yeah. I'm also a big blues fan as well.
Oh, yeah.
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 Really love a bit of blues.
I'm going to interrupt the 20. What things are better with music and what things are better without? I've got a list of five of each.
Yeah.
I've got better with kissing, cooking, snooker, having a baby and all magic tricks.
Yeah.
All better with music, they are. Better without swimming... I like swimming with music. Sleeping, fighting, campfires and the hurdles. Okay?
Campfires, that's contentious.
Campfires are awful with music,
isn't it? I think snooker is a very controversial choice.
Better with music.
Snooker loopy.
Yeah, I think it would distract the players.
Well, we disagree. We disagree.
An early point of friction in the podcast.
We're going to be doing a combination of singing and talking. So let's warm up by singing to each other the words that are suggested by our phones when you send a text message.
Okay, great.
Have you got your phone there?
I've got my phone right here.
Yes, here we go. Predictive song with Nish Kumar. Thanks again to all of the guys that we have had this game. My one.
Thanks, man. I'll call ya later in London. You know what I can get done.
Thanks again to all of the guys the same, that we have had yet stunned. Your turn.
It Will is doing it for you to do a great, great job of getting it.
I think we should have a look at it and see if we can get it together.
Do you get a better idea what it was a time to do something fun for ya?
Thanks again to the email address. And you finish it off now, Nish.
Girl, you guys have fun at work with us, and we can't get it together for a little while.
Songwriting.
I've just sent you my text as well, just so you know. You've got a record of it.
I've sent you my text message as well. I think what concerns me most is presumably the predictive text has like worked something out based on texts I've sent.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever used yeah instead of you in my entire life.
Thank ya.
Thank ya.
The Horn Section Podcast. Fortnightly. Because we can't do it weekly. Well, you can relax now as Will Collier sings you a song. Yeah, it's a coach trip song, Nish. And I'll ask you to genuinely tell me what you think of it afterwards.
Okay, great.
I'm quite intrigued.
Okay,
I've heard it. I don't like it. Not at all, Will.
Well,
okay. Good luck, Willett.
One, two, three. They stopped the coach on the A14 to take a look at the view. Janet said it might rain later, and Gary said he knew. Doreen pointed to a bird in the sky, and Sally said she'd seen it too. Graham picked up a piece of grass and put it in his mouth to chew. Just as they got back into the coach, Dylan suffered a brutal death.
arrived, so they stopped at a substandard service station. Florence suggested that they wait for a decent one, but Derek was impatient. Everyone had a sandwich, except Carol, who had a cheesebake. Stefan was feeling tired, and Roland said his knees ached. And just as they got back into the coach, Rose tore her own eyes out. Finally, the final destination was finally only an hour away. But Ethel asked if she could stop for a shit, and the driver said okay. Just as they got back into the coach, Jones cut both his legs off. Except for the obvious mishaps of the day, they'd had a lovely day. They suggested they do it again another day and concluded that they may.
How do you feel now, Mish?
I've got to say, I've got time for it.
Yeah?
I've really got time for it.
Do you think you listen to it again?
Yeah, I'll definitely. When this podcast comes out, I'll go straight. I've got a lot of time for it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it sounds like one of, sort of very late period Beatles Paul McCartney. Mm. Like the sort of song that caused a rift between... Because it has that Maxwell Silver
the
Hammer...
It's one of the songs that caused the end of the Beatles.
Well, it has that Maxwell Silver Hammer vibe of, like, jaunty music, English minutiae, and then incredible savage violence.
You're very kind. You're very kind, Nish. Who's the man who's got really good hair?
Tony Blair.
Who's the man who's got a meaningful stare?
Darth Vader.
Who's the man who's debonair?
Fred Astaire.
No! It's Adrian Dare. Nish, it's time for some quickfire questions so people at home feel they're getting to know you.
Great.
Music of your choice for this. What style of music underneath the quickfire questions? Fire question.
Let's have some... let's have a little bluesy vibe.
Yes. Hey, Nish.
Hey, honey.
What do you want for Christmas? Or what did you get for Christmas? So, shh. Or what did you get for Christmas, depending on when this comes out?
I'm hoping to get some records.
Yeah, or you just got some records.
Or I've just got some records.
Hey, have you got nice feet, or do they have problems?
No, my feet are constantly a source of problems.
Yeah, problem feet.
Have
you ever let yourself down at a wedding?
Yes, I have let myself down at several weddings.
Yeah, things come out of you, or things gone into you?
Things have come out of me, and by things I mean home truths.
Do you think you'll make it to 80 years old?
I'm about 80% sure I will not make it to 80 years old.
Because of the problem feet?
Because of the problem feet, because of the problem lifestyle, and because of the fact that I've had 3 kebabs in the last 2 days.
And have you ever done anything naughty with an adult toy?
Not really. Oh, I've looked at one. I've really given one a good look.
Have you held one?
Yeah, I've held one. I've both looked at and held one.
What colour was it?
It was a sort of purple affair.
Oh!
It was an odd feeling.
Yes.
Oh, and I shoved it out of my arse.
Okay, that's enough music. Enough music. It's really lovely to have you here, Nish. People will know you best from the MASH report, or Taskmaster, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
So I've written...
Yeah, I thought you were doing yourself down there, Horny, by putting that 1 second.
You're the only person who calls me that. I've written a little song for us both to sing about politics and Nish Kumar.
Oh, great, lovely.
You're singing the chorus. The chorus is, that is one of the differences between politics and Nish.
Okay.
Yes? Perfect. It's easy. Music. So when I point at you, it's your line, okay? What's the difference between politics and Nish Kumar? Here we go. Politics is fun and politics is cool. Nish was born in Wandsworth and he used to go to school.
That is the difference between politics and Nish.
Yeah. 3 more verses.
One time.
Politics is voting and nuanced argument. Nish is a smiley man of Indian descent.
That is the difference between politics and Nish.
That is the difference between politics and Nish.
Oh, politics should help promote nice times and diversity. Nish is 35 years old and went to Durham University.
That is the difference between politics and Nish.
That is the difference between politics and Nish.
Last time, politics is difficult and dull. So, just to recap, anyone who's donated money on Patreon will get a message depending on how much money you've donated. $5 for a little mention, $25 for a bigger one, and $50 for a whopper. And on it goes. I do think the money is per month, so bear that in mind. You're meant to keep paying. If you don't want to, you can stop. Thank you. Hey guys, you know what you should be doing. Turn off this podcast and tune in instead to the Adam Wells Radio Show. It's great. Thank you for your donation, Adam Wells. Good luck with the radio show. Do you want Will to sing you another song, or do you want this guy?
I would love to. Oh, actually, I don't know who I want.
Will or this guy?
We only refer
Shut
to
up, this
podcast
guy. Shut up, dog!
No need for that.
Let's have one from this guy just to vary it up. Although the dog is absolutely livid. I knew I should have done my falsetto.
A one, a two, a one, two, three. I had a lovely match on Tinder. She was just my cup of tea. We had so many things in common. Well, I'd swiped on her, she'd swiped on me. So we organized a meet-up, a stroll along Great Yarmouth Beach. And it all seemed so romantic till she let out a chilling screech. I tried to punch a seagull for pooping in her hair. I caught it with a right hook, knocked it clean out of the air. And as it lay there flapping, only vengeance crossed my mind. A chance as good as this one would be very hard to find. I really punched a seagull for crapping in her hair. I didn't want to hurt it, but it almost wound up dead. My date, she wasn't happy. I'm amazed that I could strike it. As I lowered my new chinos, I thought, well, let's see how you like it.
Absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
I love that. And again, I really enjoy the sort of disconnect between the smooth music and the act of violence being perpetrated in the lyrics. Yeah. Your voice is absolutely delightful.
Thank you very much, Nish.
Overall, outstanding.
Thank you.
Better than Will's one?
I don't know. It's hard to choose. Again, I like the recurring theme of very nice, mellow music and acts of violence. I don't know if that's a very specific niche the horn section.
I think that's exactly what we do in every song.
Yeah.
You also do a programme with Joel Dommett.
Yes.
And it'd be good if we publicised that. And anything else? So I've written you a good question. Hey, Nish, tell us about your perfect holiday.
Yeah.
And plug your stuff.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And the band will bring it to life. And so on.
All right, I'll do both. My perfect holiday would be going and watching myself on tour.
Lovely. And where do you like
all
to do
over
that?
The UK. Oh,
all over the United Kingdom from late January until the end of March. Oh, travelling all over the
lovely
United
holiday.
Kingdom.
Yes.
Including a show at the Hackney Empire and one at the Salford Lowry, both of whose venue capacities are optimistically large.
Too big.
Too big.
Much too big.
Much too big.
Well, this should help.
Much too big.
Yeah.
So let's get that out there. Otherwise, for a city break, I enjoy city breaks. I like going to big cities around the world. That's my perfect holiday.
Yeah.
It's like getting to, you know,
New York.
I love New York.
Helsinki?
I'd love to go to Helsinki. Absolutely
Madrid.
Love Madrid. Absolutely love Tokyo.
Tokyo.
Really, really love Tokyo.
A long way for a weekend.
Yeah, it's a hell of a city break. I think what we've revealed is I don't know what a city break is. I like going to cities for a break. Yeah. I went on a 2-month city break.
Stop it, please. Well, thank you for describing your perfect holiday. But we're now going to see how you like it when people judge your singing. So it's a game. It's a game and a singing thing called Saab. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So you've got the chance here to win a Saab 9-2 sedan in silver.
Nine three. Oh, great.
So the person over the course of the series who sings the word Saab for the longest in one breath will win a Saab 9-3 sedan in silver. Jess Robinson is in the lead with 30 seconds.
Does feel like a slightly unfair competition.
Well, Johnny Robbins got 29.3 seconds.
Little Johnny Robbins got 29.3.
So it's doable. Good luck. Nish Kumar. It sounded like you had a lot left.
I thought I had a lot left, but I didn't have any more to give.
Oh dear.
How long?
21 seconds.
Not bad! Not bad.
Not good. Well done. It's like Top Gear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's about
exactly
cars.
Exactly like Top Gear.
Yeah, because it's got a car feature.
Oh, well done, Will Lip. I like that bit. Did you like that bit, Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Do I was thinking it's a bit like, you know, that egg challenge as well, where you have to fry an egg quickly.
But the omelette one.
Yeah, but sort of the opposite.
Because
you have to do this as long as possible, but you have to do that as quick as possible.
Yes, no, that's valid too.
And it's to do with eggs.
It's a bit like running as well, isn't it? You have to do that as quick
as possible.
Like
the Olympics.
It's a lot like the Olympics, actually.
Aural gold. Yes, please. Oh, thank you. Wow. It's even better than I thought anything could possibly be. The Horn Section Podcast. A powerful listen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're all going to play a game now. Everyone up for that?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's called Let's All Sing a Sad Song.
Lovely.
So some sad music will happen underneath it. One at a time, starting with me working around the room. So this guy next. Each person's going to sing one word of the made-up slow, sad song. Each word must keep the slow, sad song going. Whoever sings something that ruins the slow, sad song is eliminated. The winner gets to sing the slow, sad song by themselves for a bit. The slow, sad song starts in a second. This is a task from the Taskmaster book, which is out.
Where are we going?
Can you tell?
Well, it's me first, and then it's this guy.
And then it's me.
Okay, here we go. When
there was
no
edge
of
there.
Ooh, let's do we need to play it a little bit slower?
Yeah, that's really hard.
It was when there was
no edge
of there.
No edge.
Oh, I thought you said hedge.
I thought you said hedge.
Oh, I thought you said hedge.
But it still doesn't work.
Who?
Well, about half, same tempo, but half speed of lyrics.
Lovely tune, though.
Yeah,
same
lovely tune.
Same words.
Yeah, same words.
New
the words,
words
were great.
Words.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go again.
The end
of
the universe.
You meant to do it twice as slow.
You said the universe. That's two words.
Okay, Joe Auckland is out. I'm afraid.
You did it twice as slow.
I'm really enjoying myself.
Give me one more.
Do it at half speed.
I won't.
Okay, half speed.
Maybe there.
Sorry, it's my fault.
Oh, I see.
The end of the universe.
Okay, here we go. This is the slow sound song game.
If he
could
not
cry
with
his
eyes,
then
I
don't
know
why
he bothers
to
cry.
Crying.
With his eyes.
Oh, dear. Three words.
A bit greedy, damn.
Off he goes.
Felt like it might go on forever, though, at that speed, didn't it?
Well, it really sounded like a Civil War song. Yeah, like, yeah. It was exactly the same as what... Anyway.
Maybe it was. Do we keep going? Yeah.
Well, what have we got so far?
Let's do one. What we're doing...
Do a new one.
You can start it, will it?
Whence
there
came
a dark king
and
his
mother's
children
were
dead.
I mean,
I think leave it there.
I chose not to say anything else because I thought it was the perfect end.
Perfect end. Started with Wentz, ended with dead. Like all sad songs.
Like all good. Like all the best sad songs.
I don't know how to pronounce this name, but if you were to ask us, it's Timmy Afarkas. Well, listen, shut up. It's time for... It's time. Everyone get their instruments ready. It's time for a big theme tune. Today's adventure is called Orff Climbs Mount Everest by Mistake. So you have to provide the music. I'll describe the scene.
Yeah.
It's a movie. It's a movie. So the opening scene is Orff having a bath.
Yeah.
So we the movie opens with Orff in the bath. What music would you like?
Some mysterious piano music.
Lovely, lovely. Okay,
as he's having the bath.
Yes, this will fit, actually. Yeah. We see Orff slowly scrubbing his chest and his knees. The water is very, very, very shallow. It's filmed from behind, so it's very arty. The camera zooms in very slowly but very closely to Orff's back. Orff's back is densely matted with thick, thick hair. We're still zooming in very slowly now. Do you want the music to stay like this, or do you want to introduce any other instruments?
Now let's introduce a little bit of drums.
Still zooming in. Still.
That's perfect.
We zoom in further. We can see that the matted hair is actually plaited. And zooming in further, we can see that not just ants, but all sorts of insects in the thick matted plaits on Orff's back.
Let's get some saxophone in
here
right
please.
Now.
Yes, please. We're watching the ants now. The ants... Yes.
Perfect.
The ants have got leaves... There are a lot of beetles in there. One of the beetles is rutting with another beetle. There's a rat. It's all kicking off. And this scene lasts for the first 25 minutes of the film. And then we suddenly cut. So that's 25 minutes done. Yeah. Next scene, it says 40 years previously on the screen, so we'll find out how we got to that situation.
Okay, yeah.
So this time we see Orff in the shower. What music would you like? What music would you like, Nish?
So 40 years ago is 1978. So let's have some something a little punky, something era appropriate. Yes. Late 70s.
Late 70s. That's going to be a bit of bass, obviously.
Yeah, lovely bit of bass.
Yeah, there's
love that. Absolutely love that.
Orff is looking a lot younger in this scene, possibly 40 years younger. He's facing away from the camera. Yeah, facing away from the camera again. And the camera is zooming. Zooming in slowly again to Orff's back. We're zooming very close into Orff's back. And it turns out his back is still very densely matted with hair. It's slightly fairer, but it's still very densely matted. The camera's going right in. You can see that there are more insects again in the thick, plaited, matted hair. Same sort of insects as before, but also this time they look a bit very sad, the insects. They're looking hungry and sad, and a couple of them are looking at the camera in a beseeching way. And this scene lasts for another 20 minutes of the movie. Cut. Okay, so we're 45 minutes into the movie.
Great, this is a great movie.
Super fast, isn't it? This episode of Orff.
Also, John Williams, take a break, mate.
Chill out.
Composing for films is easy.
Kumar's here.
Yeah, Kumar's right here.
Okay, so this time it says on the screen, 25 years after this and 15 years before the bath shot. Okay, that's sort of looming up on the screen. Completely different tone, this scene. Orff is wearing a full business suit.
Great.
So no hair showing at all. Yeah. And he's strutting his way down the street. So this is in 2003.
But he's where is he? Is he in a sort of bit?
Doesn't say.
Oh, right, okay. Well, let's have a little bit of... I want a kind of... I'm imagining him in a city, so maybe a bit of an everybody's talking sort of vibe.
Don't mind that.
Like sort of folky country thing, maybe a little banjo thrown in as well. Yeah. Also, I just want to... The banjo's been sat in the corner, and I just really want to see a bit of banjo going.
So there's Orff in his full business suit.
FBS.
Strutting down the street. Again, we're filming him from behind. And you can actually just see things moving about under his suit jacket. So we know the insects are still there, the sad insects. And actually now Orff starts trotting along. And he gets his phone out. And then the phone starts ringing. Orff looks at the camera and raises his eyebrows. So he's spun round, raises his eyebrows, and Orff says to himself, "Oh, who do you want to play Orff?"
You.
Me, okay. Yeah. That'd be easier, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Orff says, "Whoa, I was just getting my phone out to make a phone call when the phone just rang. Whoa." The phone is still ringing. He answers the phone by saying, "Whoa, I was just getting my phone out to make a phone call when the phone just rang. Whoa." Orff then continues to strut along the street, nattering away to his friend on the phone. Could you just natter? Would that be right?
Yeah, well, just wondering.
And we can just hear what Orff is saying. Lovely. And we can also faintly hear the noise of the other person on the phone, like you sometimes hear in the movies. Well, could you do the other person on the phone, Willie?
I really think. I mean, if you
and this phone call goes on for ages. Orff is engrossed in the phone call. And the light is slowly fading. So maybe the music. Can it get more nighttimey?
Yeah, it can get a little. Just a little calmer.
Yeah, the light is fading to indicate time passing. But still they talk. Still the phone call goes on.
No, the 22.
Still he walks, strutting, still the light fades. It's now completely dark in the movie. Except for the light of the phone.
Really?
It's now silent except for the nattering.
I guess just wondering, you know, about
what were you wondering?
Well, the depth of the hole.
So we stay in this dark state. The dark nattering state for 35 minutes of the movie. It's just black now except for the nattering.
Butter?
The phone is bobbing along. You can see the light of the phone bobbing along to indicate that Orff is still strutting.
No, Margaret.
And then slowly, majestically, the sun is rising now, Nish. The sun is rising. What majestic music
you hear.
Oh, yeah, something, with the trumpet. Let's get something a little fanfare-y.
Majestic sun is rising.
Start of the day.
Take it a bit shorter. A bit shorter down the sides.
Oh, yes. The music. Can the music swell? Is that possible for the music to swell?
Yeah.
And can the conversation swell?
No.
Of course.
And really? we realise from the background that Orff has been walking for many, many nights.
The lips.
His FBS, the full business suit, is ragged. His feet are bare. Also, his feet are covered with a thick, matted, plaited hair. And a quick zoom in and out shows that there are lots of insects pissing about on the feet. And then the camera zooms out from the feet, and we notice there's snow all around. And then we notice mountains in the background and a big flag next to Orff saying, "You have reached the peak of Mount Everest." Still the biggest mountain in the world, sponsored by KFC, finger licking good. And then Orff looks around him slowly, loses control of his entire body and shouts, "No! I've just climbed Mount Everest by accident!" And the movie ends with a fast-forward sequence of him sprinting down the mountain. A bit of music for this, please, Nish.
Oh, yeah, that's it. A little bit of upbeat chase music,
It was always going to be that. So he's sprinting down the mountain, straight into the shower. But weirdly, it's the shower before he did this. So then the movie carries on in fast-forward with him in the loop of shower, Everest, talking on the phone. Shower, talking on the phone, Everest. And he never gets back into the bath. End.
What a film. Yeah. What a movie.
What a movie.
It's like Inception, isn't it?
It was like, it was exactly like Inception.
Yeah.
Better, though.
A lot better. Yeah. There was so much more matted hair.
There's a lot of thick, plaited, matted hair.
It's a bit like Everest.
I like the rat.
The rat really stole the film, actually, when you think about it.
MusicalComedyGuide.com. Bless you, MusicalComedyGuide. MusicalComedyGuide.com. This is a jingle for Dave Natris, featuring a genuine sneeze. He does the MusicalComedyGuide.com and the Musical Comedy Awards. Dave Natris, thank you for your donation. Achoo. Well, we're nearly there now. We're going to, obviously, we're not going to let you go without playing a classic game of Who Got All the Wet Things.
No.
quick game of Who Got All the Wet Things, and then we're going to let you go.
No, of course, we couldn't leave without a game of Who Got All the Wet Things.
So, easy game. This, everyone plays their instruments while I shout out wet things. If you don't have one of the wet things, you stop playing, and then we'll find out the last person playing has all the wet things. So, Nish, okay, I'd like you just to keep saying the word Nish, please.
Yeah, right? That's my dream.
Nish, 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 if you don't have one of the wet things, we're going to start off with milk. Stop if you don't own any milk. They've all got milk. Are you out?
I'm out, yeah.
Willip is out of the game and out of milk. Hair gel. Hair gel. Joe doesn't have any hair gel. Joe doesn't have any hair. Any type of cream? What type of cream you got there?
Single cream.
Single cream. What type of cream are you packing, Mark?
Like shower cream.
Shower cream. Not a thing. Mouthwash? Really? Yeah. A flannel. Yeah, we've all got flannels. Fish! In a tank or a fridge or a freezer. Any sort of fish. No fish, Nish.
No fish, Nish.
Nish got no fish.
Nish got no fish.
Nish got no fish. Okay. Oh, you're out as well, Ed?
Yep.
This guy's out. Something moist. It's just Mark versus Ben. Got anything moist? What have you got, Mark?
All of the above.
Moist, though. Moist. You don't get moist milk.
Flannel.
Flannel.
Moist milk.
Ben?
My pants.
A water feature, or you live near a river or the sea?
I live right near the river.
What have you got there?
The Thames.
The River Thames, yes. What you got, Reynolds?
River Lee.
River Lee. A bucket with something wet in. Yeah. A runny nose or a leaking wound, e.g. from a tricky vasectomy. Still going, is it? Still trickling out. Wet wipes? Got any wet wipes? Yeah, it's got all the wet things. Eels. Oh. Well done, Mark. You won...
Saab,
who got all the wet things? Pardon?
Not the Saab.
No, no. There's no prize this time. No. There was only one category left, which was something you've had to produce so a doctor can test it.
Saliva, for example.
Sperm, for instance, for a vasectomy. Yes.
Well, Nish, you can go.
Oh, lovely.
Is there anything else you want to plug before you do that?
No, just come to my tour shows.
Mark's it's... wound, perhaps?
I'd like to. I'd also like to plug Mark's vasectomy wound, which I've just learned about. Mm.
Yeah. Have a look later.
Look if you want. Who's got Dickinson? Who's got Dickinson? Who's got Dickinson? I've got Dickinson. Yours got Dickinson. Yours got Dickinson. Yours got Dickinson. Stop. Well, listen, something wrong.
What?
Something wrong.
Something wrong.
Mm. Sure?
Something wrong.
Yeah. Will it?
Something wrong.
Huh?
Something wrong.
What about you, Ben?
Something wrong.
Why he had to go, I don't know, he would not say. We said something wrong, now we long for Nish to stay. Nish today. Thanks, Nish.
Thanks, Horny.
You've Thanks been to the our section. Best guest by miles so far.
Yes.
No comparison.
Nish.
Nish.
Thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for listening so well. You did it, and we did it. Thanks to Old Will, Young Ben, Little Joe, Big Fat Mark, and this guy. Joe and Joel are the people who've made it happen in a technical way. Thanks, guys. And there's that guy over there, Nish Kumar, the best guest.
Yeah. Nish!
Ooh, 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 ooh. In 2 weeks' time for more Porn Session podcast fun. Hope you have a good fortnight. Stop! Shut up, Jazz! There's now some bonus content for you. Here is one more bit of Shut Up, Jazz, and then the bonus material. Shut up, Jazz! Shut up, Jazz! Shut up, Jazz! Once upon a time, there was a bee called Bagface.
B-A-G-F-A-C-E.
Bagface had a lot of emotional baggage.
B-A-G-G-E-E-G-E.
Poor old Bagface.
B-A-G-F-A-C-E.
Bagface stayed in bed.
B-E-D.
We're halfway. Poor old bedridden Bagface.
B-A-G-F-A-C-E.
Bagface felt caged. Bagface faded. Then one morning, Bagface was found hanging in an apartment in Tokyo. He clearly used a noodle to hang himself, and it's just a fictional bee. But there was a lot of detritus all around him, pizza boxes. He clearly got problems, and he was dead. D-E-A-D. There we go. That's the children's story Bagface there. Hopefully teaching children a valuable lesson.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.